Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Football Friday, part of a weekend edition. Marty Terrell, we got Mr. Daniel Ogden in the he's on the other side of the glass is what he's doing. And I don't know what's in that glass. What is in that glass, Daniel? What is in that glass? What's in that glass there, buddy? Tell me. You don't think I can see you from where I am in the Midwest to where you are in California? Go
what
ahead.
Glass
jump
are
on
you talking
Let
about?
Me hear. No, what do you have in that glass?
I don't have a glass.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
All right, I'm just trying to get you paranoid. Hey, I have ordered Darren Peck and everyone, Ron Barr, everyone, Dominic, the whole crew, Tittle, everyone. Be easy on Daniel Ogden. Keep him away from sharp objects. Your Jacksonville Jaguars suck. Dude, they're terrible. 0-3. Please explain. Here, you got about a minute. I know this is a weird beginning, but I'm in a weird mood. 0-3, and Fabio, he looks terrible. I mean, they gave him all that money. Let's hear. Go ahead. You got 20 seconds.
So, very bizarre start to the season. actually, you know what? The first two quarters into the third quarter, really, of the first game was totally fine. And ETN fumbled at like the 4-yard line. They were about to go up 24-7, 1-0.
Yep.
Book it down. And since that fumble, they've scored 24 points. They've scored one touchdown in the red zone. I can't explain it. Just something is not right there.
Let me ask you something. How does Fabio take a sack in the end zone? Who is that against, by the way? The 18-13 loss. How do you take a sack when it's 16-13 and you can drive for a game-tying field goal and send the game into the overtime? Who are they playing? I don't remember. Tell me.
That was the Browns.
Browns. That was just awful. Awful. Awful, awful, awful. All right, listen, we're going to partake. We got Zaid Hussein coming up. He is going to be at Chicago and the Rams. We got Green Bay, Minnesota coverage. And look out, we're getting a double dip of DJ Shields. This is going to be an absolute you-know-what type of show. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Weekend, presented by GEICO. We're coming right back.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American cheese bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see totalwireless.com.
It's a weekend edition. We got Daniel Ogden, my buddy. I got to tell you a great Daniel Ogden story late in the show. He took one for the team. We had a little technical error the other night. He was halfway across the Bay Bridge. He lives in Godforsaken. Where do you live, anyways? Before we get to Zane, I'll get this out of the way.
Martinez, the East Bay. So it's about a 35-minute drive.
Well, you go ahead and tell the story. Crazy Marty calls you, texts you in the middle of the night, all upset. Go ahead, tell me the story, and tell him how you took a bullet for the team. Go ahead. Zaid can wait. It's no problem. I can keep Zaid on. He's not going anywhere.
I had made a mistake of playing the incorrect day's show in the overnight file.
Yes.
You texted me, and I was like already over the bridge. I was back into Oakland. So I had to get off the freeway, turn back around, go back into the city. I fixed everything. It actually really didn't take as long as I thought it was going to take either.
Well, I thought it was totally professional for you to do that. Number one, how many times you probably called me a few names though? Would you admit that? Go ahead. I love you no matter what, but you're,
yeah, I wasn't thrilled. Let's put it that way.
Good job out of you, Daniel. I appreciate your honesty. All right, let's get my buddy Zane Hussein in here. Zane, what's going on? How are you?
Great. You know, hopefully our Chicago Bears can win a game. You know, we're going to be there live together, first time in person to see the Bears live. So excited to see our Chicago team, and hopefully we could score for once. It would be really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, Geico bought suites. They bought some club seats, and I guarantee you, you want to talk about buyer's remorse. I'm afraid to see them on Sunday now because I had other plans. I was going to be in Georgia. Well, Georgia on my mind won't happen because of the hurricane. I'm afraid to face these people. The Bears have been a joke. But all kidding aside, you know, this is a big spot. You know, Stafford played in Detroit. He's been in that building. These are two, I'm not going to use the word desperate, but this is an interesting game. I mean, everybody's focused on Vikings, you know, and Green Bay up at Lambeau, and I get that. But, boy, this is a big, big spot. And even though these teams aren't in the same division, blah, 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 it's just where things are at right now, Zaid. I think this is a huge spot. Stafford and the Rams against rookie Caleb Williams and the Bears. Go ahead. Let me hear your breakdown.
Yeah, this is a game where I don't think people understand truly how banged up the Rams are. Marty. I mean, you look at this team. You're down your two elite wide receivers in Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. Then you lose guard Jonah Jackson. You lose safety John Johnson III. You lose another guard in Steve Avila and tackle and Joe Noteboom. These are huge misses for this Rams team. You know, like, this is a team that's down multiple starters, multiple elite scorers at their position with Kupp and Nacua especially. But not only that, I mean, your defense is injured, your offensive line's injured. This is a tough spot for Matthew Stafford coming in now on the road against the Bears defense, who has been elite throughout the whole season. I mean, that's the only thing we're good at here is getting stops on defense. Our secondary is elite, and our team in general defensively has just been really good this year. So I think Stafford's going to come in on the road, and he's going to struggle here. The Bears are 3-point favorites. I think they're going to win this game at home. Caleb Williams is going to do enough. I think if we score 20-plus points, we win this game. I think we get over that 20 mark this week.
All right, we've seen Caleb Williams jawing with teammates, getting upset. I've heard people say, oh, here we go, head case, here we go. Yeah, big surprise. Hold the presses. Breaking news. Another head case quarterback in Chicago. I say that's patently unfair, but he does look like he is wound tighter than people thought. This Southern California swagger may have been overrated a tad. So you set me straight. Let me hear you, because he's the focal point right now. So goes Williams. So go the Bears. Let me hear.
Yeah, you know, I think the body language isn't the greatest. I think with Williams, he's just frustrated, as the rest of the Bears' offensive talent has been. I mean, you created a great team around you as far as skill position players, but you failed to acknowledge the offensive line throughout the offseason. And now, I mean, there was a photo, Marty, I don't know if you saw, but when they ran that speed option on fourth and goal, every single lineman fell on the floor, and it was just the whole defense coming right at Caleb Williams. I mean, he's rightfully so frustrated. Every time he says hike, he got six different people chasing after him with not even a second to throw the football. So I think the Bears need to work on that and get it fixed. Maybe have a couple more tight ends in to block for you. I know it's not going to lead to a lot of route runners, but at least you're going to be protected. And, you know, let's talk about establishing the run for once, because DeAndre Swift hasn't been able to get more than a yard a carry, if anything. So, I mean, the Bears need to be able to run the ball if they want Caleb Williams to succeed, especially in his first year.
I agree. Zaid Hussein, his blog is up at sportsovernight.net, sportsovernightamerica.net. But either way, if you just do sportsovernight.net, you'll get to the blog. He does a nice job here. In our remaining couple of minutes, man, oh, man, Lambeau Field, nobody, come on, let's be it. Nobody saw this game being this much. I mean, it's almost off the Richter scale. What a game on Sunday. Noon Central, 1 East, Packers-Vikings. Give me about a minute on this game real quick.
Yeah, I think this game is really interesting. I mean, you look at Aaron Jones' homecoming here. It's exciting to see, you know, but Matt LaFleur talked about how dangerous Aaron Jones was for them and now how he's going to be a nightmare to game plan against. When you have those skill positions at running back with Aaron Jones and at Justin Jefferson at wide receiver, you know, it's really tough to stop, because if you go all out on stopping the run, you're going to have Justin Jefferson running all over you, you know, routes for big, big gains. And I think Sam Darnold's a quarterback who, while everyone underestimated, he's still a veteran presence that's been in the NFL for a long time and could go in there and make the right plays to win games. So you surround him with great playmakers like these guys, and that's why you have Minnesota at 3-0 sitting atop the NFC North. It's really interesting to see how this game is going to turn out, though, for Green Bay. I mean, you know, you have to establish a run on the Vikings, but if they don't, can the skill position wide receivers make plays again? You know, is Malik Willis going to do enough? It's very interesting.
Zaid, if I haven't told you, on behalf of Randy Byrne and everybody in the management team, you've done a marvelous job. I can't wait to see you Sunday. You know, this steakhouse, I'm a Gibson's guy, Drake Hotel, and I don't be highfalutin. You gave me this restaurant, so I want you to mention them, because I have got an appointment to pitch them advertising before the game on Sunday. If you think I'm nuts, well, you can say I'm nuts. Let me ask
that
place is unbelievable. They're like, yeah, come on in, we'll feed you. I said, no, I don't take gratuitous meals. We'll pay, but I want to find out. This is tell me about it real quick. We got about a minute and a half. This is great. And this is being recorded because I'm walking in there Sunday brunch or noontime or whenever we eat before that game kicks or after if I have to, or even Saturday night if I can swing it. Tell me about this place.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you were telling me about Gibson's, and while Gibson's is great, there's so many good options. Bevette's, to me, is one of my favorite spots in Chicago. Great steak, and they also have really, really good burgers if you're a gourmet burger guy. So that's a place that I've always loved. Great sides, great food, and hopefully we have a good time over there.
What's the name of it?
Bevette's Chicago.
Spell that.
B-A-V-E-T-T-E-S. Bevette's. Very, very good food. We can review it next week as we get back on air again next week. And, you know, writing the blog for you guys has been awesome. And make sure to check it out, you know, all the listeners. We're writing blogs every week now, and we're getting more content out there.
No, we are. We're putting a lot of content. Bevette's, and I'll look forward to that. I talked to a guy today in New York, and he said he's right. He said I showed him the website, and he said, oh, no, this place was – been around a while. They've converted it. I don't know, but I'm going to do all the. But that was a great lead out of you. Great job out of you. I will see you Sunday. Geico will be there. I hope they're not too mad at us. We told them, caveat emptor, buyer beware. The Bears so far have really, really disappointed. Maybe they turn the ship around on Sunday noon at Soldier Field, Chicago. Great job out of you, Zay. Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Marty. See you Sunday. Go Bears.
All right. I go Bears. Yeah, you're being objective. That's good. But I look forward to it. Hey, look, we want the Bears to win. But I'll tell you right now, when we were talking to Geico, they're like, yeah, we're excited. How much? I told them, yeah, no problem. Guess what? 1-2, and if they lose Sunday, I'm telling you, Eberflus, you can move over. Mike McCarthy, you're on the hot seat. Peterson in Jacksonville, you're on the hot seat. We got a lot of coaches in the NFL right now. Their seats are not only getting warm, they're getting really warm. And hot seat is there for a reason. Coming back here, we've got next DJ Shields for a couple of segments. We're coming right back on Sports Byline. Weekend edition.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
A little Chicago music will send us into Bears-Rams on Sunday. I'm so wiped out, but you know what? I'm going to get a second wind. I'm ready for that game. Let's get him in here, ladies and gentlemen. He's from the Metroplex. He is the man. He's got Cowboys. He's got Texas. He's got the Houston Texans. He's got the Houston Cougars, who think they're going to pick off Iowa State tomorrow. I can't wait to hear the picks of Mr. DJ Shields. Limitless. I mean, he's just got winners, man. Make your checkbook, make your bank account great again. DJ, what's up, brother? Here we go. We got you for two segments tonight. This ought to be unbelievable. How are you?
Marty Terrell, what's going on, baby? Hey, it's Friday. I can't complain. I'm alive. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. And look, you only miss a shot you don't take. Let's get into it, baby. Let's go.
All right, let's start with Dallas. We got to sit on our turds. I'm not saying you had this one wrong, but I told you Greg Joseph was the most important player last night. 5 field goals. Dallas should have covered. Their kicker's got to make that kick. They didn't. All your backers. I don't even know how you had it. I look at the game as basically a push. How do you see it? But I, more importantly, where do you see Dallas moving forward? They just look weird. They look disjointed. Let me hear. Go ahead.
They do, Marty. First, I'll touch on the picks real quick so everyone knows. So I had everyone buying 1 point. We had Dallas at -4, so we did win.
That's
in our
right.
picks.
You
so
did.
We,
you
we
did,
hit the
did,
bet.
You,
I felt, you gotta have the
you
insurance
did say
sometimes,
that.
Baby.
You did say yeah. that. I'm glad you reminded me. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So we got that. But, you know, as far as Dallas, like you said, they look discombobulated. They don't look – I figured – I know Marcus – I know Micah Parsons got hurt and DeMarcus Lawrence got hurt as well, but – he didn't show up like I thought he would. I don't know what's going on in Dallas and who's to blame, but I thought they would literally go up there and blow the doors off the Giants. That did not happen thanks to that Daniel Jones interception. I mean, it was close, but the Giants could have won that game at the end. So Dallas, they were not as impressive as I thought they would be coming off those 2 bad losses, and we'll see what happens, man. They got a tough game in Pittsburgh next week. I do not think that they will beat Pittsburgh. I think they'll get shut down by that defense, so we'll see what happens. Yeah, not impressive. I'm not impressed, and the world's not impressed. So,
all right. Well, you charge for the picks, but you're going to give out a whole bunch of freebies because I'm wiped out. I don't bet. I want to sit back and listen. I'm going to throw some games at you in a minute, but I want you to take this time right now. What do you really like this week? We're going to document this and show people how talented you are. Go ahead. Take a stab at your best picks, NFL, college, you name it. Let's hear, and then when we take the break, I'll come back, and I got some games I want you to weigh in on. Go ahead. Let me hear.
That's amazing. That's amazing, Marty. Thank you for doing that. So tonight, I know a lot of people are high on Rutgers. They have the #1 rated offensive line in college football. Think they'll control the ball. I know Coach DeBoer left Washington, but they still have some talent. I really like the Washington Huskies tonight getting a point. You know, they're away. They're a dog by a point, point and a half. I like the Washington Huskies money line. Mm-hmm. And you can't forget about Miami tonight. This is a game that everybody's very, very high on. I see the line movement. It's flying up as far as the over goes. So I would give a pick on that. We're going to stay away from it. But I like the Hurricanes to win, and I'll just leave that pick alone. My favorite game of the week, and this is – it goes back to Kirby Smart. Being under Nick Saban, Kirby Smart – you know, coaching under Nick Saban, learning what he did, going to Georgia, taking it there. But they are only 1-3 against Alabama. Now, Coach DeBoer came in and he's done a great job. I think Alabama gets the win again. I love Alabama money line, Those are probably my favorite two. And then how can you go against Ole Miss, man? Ole Miss is, they're on fire. Jackson Dart is a complete stud. Look, he's got the best name as a quarterback, Jackson Dart. He's out there throwing darts. He's throwing touchdowns literally on almost every freaking pass, right? So Jackson Dart, Ole Miss at home, 17.5. I always buy a little insurance. That's what I tell my players to do, my clients to do. I'll even buy 1 point, but I think Ole Miss rolls in that game, and they blow them out and keep moving. Those are my three favorite picks of the week.
All right, let me tell you something that is conventional, and it's not exclusive to a dummy like me. When I see the Rutgers Scarlet Knights playing the Washington Huskies, two thoughts come to mind. What the hell are they doing on the same football field together? And number two, how can Rutgers be favored? So I'm saying to you, I'm going to fly in the face of conventional wisdom. If I see Washington and Rutgers, unless they're playing a cheerleading contest, I'm taking Washington every single time. However, I think it's a trap. Rutgers is winning this game tonight, Big Cat, and I'm going to call you at 2 in the morning to remind you. Your reaction, please. Let me hear.
I love you, man. I cannot wait till you call me at 2 in the morning, because you know what? I'm going to wake my butt up. I'm going to answer the phone and say, hey, I told you, man, look, Washington, they've had a great program for a long time. Rutgers, they got Coach Ciano back, and they've been building it, what, for the last 4 years, right? So I think they keep it close, and they try to run the ball. And like everybody says, they have the number one rated offensive line, and they're going to control the clock. But there's some talent, man. That kid, Will Rogers, that came from the SEC, that plays for Washington, he's a stud. He can sling it, I think. I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball as good as everybody thinks. And let me tell you something else. This is why I'm staying away from the Miami game, even though I like Miami. Thursday and Friday nights in college football, weird things happen. They've been happening for 15 to 20 years, and only a 1.5-point spread is not weird. But look for something else weird to happen tonight. I think the Rutgers lose.
That's going to be fun. Hey, I want to say something. We'll get back to the games in a moment. But you and Tucker Byrne, who's in our management team, I want to say something right now, DJ, because I think this is important to a very vast audience out there. You are not a boiler room guy. You're not giving out one side on this radio show and jumping on your podcast and giving out the other side to dupe people into, oh, this guy's good, man. You know, we all know, you know, we were born at night, but last night. I want to say something right now. You stand behind your picks. You're going to have losing streaks. You know that. That's just reality. But the fact of the matter is, you've got a method to your zaniness and your madness. I want you to explain right now how integral you are, and you're not doing the boiler room picks just to, you know, fleece people. Because if you were, we wouldn't sign on with you. Tell us your philosophy, and thank you for being straight up. And if you have a bad streak, guess what? You're human. It's hard to do this. If you go 60%, you make a lot of people rich. Again, I want to say something because of my past, and I'm aligned with this. Folks, enjoy this. Make it entertainment. Bet with your head, not over it. Talk about your philosophy. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Yes, sir, Marty. And I think you said it best. You know, I've been sports betting for 20-plus years, and now obviously it's turned into a business and whatnot. But I don't do what these other guys do. You know, I've been a guy that, even though I've been good at sports betting in the past, I've bought packages just to see what these other people were doing. And I've had my friends buy packages. And what 99% of these guys are doing, man, is if the Yankees play the Red Sox, they give, you know, half of you guys the Red Sox, half of you guys the Yankees, they take your money. Yeah. That's not what I'm about. I've never been about that. So I put a lot of effort into these things. I watch the line movement, the public line movement. I watch where the money goes. I watch the sharp movement. I literally look at the weather reports, the injury reports. I put a lot of time in this so I can make sure that people that are investing their money are actually getting something out of it. So now, what to your point, this is sports betting. I've had streaks where I've literally went 0-12 and thought, how the heck do I get out of this? And I couldn't come out of it until game 14. That's happened in the past. However, it's a long-term game, people. So if you're investing your money and you say, dang, you know, DJ, he went 0-3, which that happened a couple of days ago. You go 0-3 on a lot of people that signed up. And then we come back and we go 5-2. Listen to me. It's not a one-day game or a one-week game. It's like the stocks. When you put your money into the stock market, you expect to get rich in 1 or 2 or 3 months? No, it's over time. So the thing that I do, I'm very consistent with my bets. I put a lot of time into them, and I want to help you guys win money being consistent, not trying to get rich in a day or 3 days, because in a day or 3 days, it's not going to happen. That's just the reality.
Yeah, and here's what I'm going to tell you, and you and I love it. You're going with Washington tonight. I'm going with Rutgers. And I'm going to tell you, Washington, the Huskies, those puppies are going to run out of the tunnel and go, wait, there's no tunnel. There's bleachers. This is a high school field. Hey, there's a 50-50 raffle here. What the hell are we playing, high school or college football? I'm telling you right now, Rutgers is going to win because Washington's going to think they're playing a scrimmage. Are you kidding me? This isn't big-time football in New Jersey. I think the Huskies are going to be like, what the hell is going on? We're playing in a high school field. Give me 20 seconds on that. We'll go to break and come back and pick some games. Go ahead.
Hey, man, those little puppy dogs, they're going to come out fired up. You forget, they have something to prove, too. Coach DeBoer left for Alabama, big, bad Alabama. Everybody wrote them off, so they're not going to win. They're going to do this. They're going to lose. They're going to get their butt kicked here. They got a little something to prove, too. So they gained a couple hours, find them to the East Coast. You're going to see. You're going to call me at 2. I want you to call me at 2 in the morning, and please apologize to me.
I'm going to call you, man. You think I'm joking. You know what? I may not call you because your wife will grab you by the throat and choke you. I'm going to text you, and I am going to text bomb you. DJ, what were you thinking, big cat? I'm going to get after you, brother.
I love it.
I love you. Hey, listen, you sit tight there. Go get a cold one. I'm sipping coffee. Life is good, but we got a menu of games. We've got games, and I want you to give out the phone number, website, whatever you want, because I want people to get good, professional, enthusiastic touting, and we want to keep it on the high road. You stay right there. We are presented by GEICO, and I want to say a big shout-out to the Barclays folks in New York City and the use of their American Express rooms at the Barclays Center, New York Liberty, Atlanta Dream. Now it's going to be the Connecticut Sun who knocked out Caitlin Clark, and Indiana taking on Minnesota, and we got Vegas and New York. We're down to the Final Four in the WNBA. Thank you, Barclays. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back right here on Sports Byline. Sports Weekend. Don't go away.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get 4 lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039.
That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
All right, welcome back here. It is sports weekend, and I want to focus on all the games out there. The college football games are unbelievable. Notre Dame, Louisville. We could go on and on. Texas is going to have a cakewalk. I mean, Mississippi State is awful. Alabama and Georgia and Tuscaloosa. What a matchup that's going to be. It is just unbelievable. And I'll tell you what I'm into is this President's Club, President's Cup. How about this up in Montreal? How about this? USA 5-0 in the President's Cup yesterday. Today, 0-5. I'm telling you right now, the international teams, the Euros, I call them, they that's why they win Ryder Cups. It's why they win President's Cups. They own us. Scheffler got beat today. Horrible job. It was a disaster. And I'll tell you, Schauffele, I mean, come on. Xander, go give your head a shake. You guys got beat 8-6. I mean, my God, they only had to play, what, 11 holes? Not even 10 holes to beat you? What a disgrace. The U.S. is going to get thumped. If you've got the international team in the President's Cup, go to the window. You're cashing. All right, let's get them back in here. What's up, DJ? How you doing? Oh, I think he went to get a beer. Is he with us? Have we lost him? I think, well, he just sent me a text. I said, I went to get a beer. Okay. Well, okay. He went to get a beer. He probably thought we had about a 10-minute break. Here's what I think. I'm going to tell you what I think. Let me tell you what I think he's going to do. I'm going to ask him about, obviously, Alabama, Georgia. He's going to say Alabama. Because I think he likes to play the chalk, which means the favorite. He's going to like that. I'm going to ask him about a really sneaky game here. Iowa State, Houston. His Texas bias will come out. He'll say, well, Houston will keep it close. Iowa State will blow them out by 30. I mean, that game will be 41-10, 31-point win. What else can I ask him about? I mean, it's just a whole boatload of games. But there's a little bias there. And I'm not killing the guy. But I'm just telling you, there's a little bit of a bias there. He likes those teams. You know, if I ask him about Texas and Mississippi State, he'll say, well, Texas is going to win by 40, which they probably should. But see, I think Mississippi State's going to have like a cheap backdoor cover because Texas isn't going to want to put anybody out there. They got a bye week. They're going to get Ewers back in the fold. They're getting ready for the Red River Rivalry on the 12th. At the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, and we got a boatload of people going to that game. So you wait and see. Is he back with us, Daniel? Or do we put him on a milk carton and just say, hey, DJ Shields is MIA, missing in action? What do we do here? Oh, wait, I'm getting a message. Uh-oh, this could be very macabre. Let's see what it is. Hang on. Waiting on. All right. What's going on, Big Cat? How are you?
Hey, Marty, I'm good. The call just dropped, so I had to get back on here and call him up. I'm ready to go now. Let's get it.
I want to make sure you're okay. What kind of cold beer did you grab? Let me guess. Mick Ultra.
Hey, you know what? It was so fast, I didn't have time to grab one, but if I could have, I would have. We're good.
What would it have been, Mick Ultra?
It wouldn't even have been Mick Ultra. It probably would have been a shot of tequila.
All right, you ready? Let's start with
Let's go. Drink. Let's get it.
Alabama, Georgia, Tuscaloosa, Bryant Denny Stadium, 100,000 lunatics in the state of Alabama. Not everybody's got a full rack of teeth there, but hey, God bless them. Give me a take on Alabama, Georgia. Let's hear your pick. These are all free. Let's hear.
Yeah, I love Alabama in this game. I like, Alabama money line. I think, you know, how they've dominated Georgia over the last four games that they played. Again, Georgia's 1-3 against them. I think it's at home with Alabama being on fire right now. Jalen Milroe, I've been harping about him literally the whole season and since last year. The kid can sling it. Carson Beck, I know his numbers are a little bit better than Jalen Milroe right now, but I don't think that Georgia can go in there and get it done in Alabama in a hostile environment. I love the Crimson Tide. Roll Tide, baby. Let's go.
All right, let's go to – I'm going to throw a couple wrinkles at you, and if you haven't – you know, you don't have an opinion, say I pass. I want to hear about Iowa State headed to Houston to take on the Cougars who are at the bottom. Willie Fritz did a hell of a job at Tulane. He obviously can coach. He's turned programs around. Wherever that man is coached, he needs time to get the Cougars back into the fray. They're now in the Big 12. They're in the deep end of the pool. Iowa State, Houston, give me an opinion. I think the line's like 19 and a half. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think that's a tough game. I'm going to pass on that game. Iowa State really shocked me when they went into Iowa and beat Iowa, right? So that was kind of a shocker to me. So I'm going to pass on that. However, I will say this. I'm going to shout him out. Blake Byrne, you did tell me that they were going to shock them and they were going to do some special things, and I can't deny it, but I'm going to pass on that game.
All right, let's get to the early window on Saturday. What a great thing to do. I mean, seriously, you wake up on a Saturday morning and all you have is a menu of college football. Oklahoma State, Kansas State, you got a take or a pass? Let me hear. 5.5, Kansas State taking on the Cowboys in Manhattan. Let me hear.
Man, I freaking love that game. I think this is going to be a battle. This is always a good game, right? Oklahoma State, Cowboys, Kansas State are both packed with a lot of Texas athletes. I think this is going to be a great game. I know KSU, you know, coming off that loss, Oklahoma State, the way they played, they didn't play football. You know, the last game, they didn't even play football until the last quarter, it seemed like, when Bowman started to step up. We talked about this on the podcast. He decided at 27 years old to step up in the seventh quarter. No, I'm just joking. But I think it's going to be a great game. I like Oklahoma State getting the 5 points. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a shootout. And I think Oklahoma State keeps it within 5 points.
What about Texas at Mississippi State? We're going to see Arch Manning again. Ewers has got the benefit of a weak opponent. He's got the bye week to get healthy. You'll never convince me that Sarkisian is going to go with Arch Manning against Oklahoma. He's not. Texas thinks they're good enough to win the national championship. I think they're good enough to win the national championship. What about this game on Saturday? Does Mississippi State do the dreaded backdoor cover? The number is huge. Do you take a pass? Tell me about Longhorns and Mississippi State. Let me hear.
You know, I'm going to get hype on you, Marty, real quick, and I'm going to say it every time. Texas Longhorns, baby. Pure domination. It's a 37.5-point spread. I don't care if the public's on them. I don't care if somebody's grandma's on them, their whole family's on them. It does not matter. Texas wins big. Texas wins by at least 45, and they keep it rolling. And that's crazy that they are favored with that much with an SEC opponent. But Texas is flexing their muscles, and I think Texas dominates.
All right, there's so many intriguing games. What about Arkansas and Texas A&M? I mean, this is a tricky spot. I mean, Mike Elo, of course, coach from Duke. He comes down to College Station. He's in the deep end of the pool. And then you got, I mean, Auburn favored by one over nationally ranked Oklahoma, 21st in the country by one. Tell me about Arkansas A&M, and then tell me about Oklahoma-Auburn right in your wheelhouse. Let me hear.
Yeah, this matchup is very intriguing. You know, with Texas A&M and Arkansas, they play in Jerry's World every year. You know, Jerry likes to have his Hogs come down and play Texas A&M. I really love this quarterback. The quarterback for Arkansas, he's been nothing short of amazing. You know, he had the one game where they couldn't put it together against Oklahoma State. But I think that Arkansas – keeps this game close, and I know Texas A&M needs a win, but I'm going to go ahead and go with Arkansas Razorbacks taking this game in a close one, 35-32.
Oh, wow, that's something else. Hey, you know, I want to ask you about Utah. We got a group going out in November to Salt Lake. We're all jacked up. We're going to stay at the Great American Hotel. We got Randy Byrne, Rhonda Byrne, Marty T, Liz, everybody, the whole crew. We are jacked up for this. We think Utah-Iowa State could be the Big 12 title game de facto. November 23rd in Salt Lake City. The Utes, they got to get by Arizona tomorrow night. What about Utah-Arizona? Any opinion? You better have one because we need to hear. We respect you, but we got to hear your opinion. Utah-Arizona. Let me hear.
I got one for you there, Marty. Utah-Arizona. Utah, to me, they haven't been impressive. I know everybody thinks, oh, they keep winning. Yes, they're 4-0. I understand. Everybody picked them to win the division. I think that's where everybody's still leaning. However, they're not ahead in the division by that much. So Arizona coming off a tough loss when they played Kansas State, they literally got obliterated. They couldn't do anything. I look for the quarterback and the wide receivers in there to put up some numbers. And hate me if you want, y'all. Arizona Wildcats with the upset. Arizona money line. Let's go.
Oh, boy. I tell you what. If that cashes, look out. All right. Tell us about your business model. How do people get a hold of you? And then I'm going to throw a lock, stock, barrel. I want a college upset, and I want to know Minnesota, Green Bay. I want to hear your opinion. But how do people get a hold of you?
You guys check us out on Instagram, at Limitless Sports Fix. Again, that's at Limitless Sports Fix on Instagram. You can also check out the podcast at Winners_Only_podcast. Again, at Winners_Only_podcast. Check out me and my co-host, Stevie. We have celebrity guests coming up this next week. Actually, episode 3 drops tonight, premieres at 7 p.m. We had Stephen Ocho Peterson. We also had a reality star from former VH1 Rock of Love. We have him on. So you guys check that out on YouTube. Just look up the Winners Only podcast, and if you guys need my services, I would love to help you out.
All right, Limitless Picks. Now, how do you get the podcast? Because I'm going to listen. What time does it start, and how do we get that live? Because I want to get the content. I'm sure you got it loaded in. How do we do it?
Yes, sir. It premieres at 7 p.m., so if you just go to YouTube, literally, and type in Winners Only podcast, you'll see – me and Stevie, our big heads come up like some cartoon characters. Just click on those big heads, and you got it.
All right. Green Bay, Minnesota. Something's going to give unless it ends in a tie. Give me a pick. Sunday.
I absolutely love the Minnesota Vikings. I think, I went against them last week. I think it was a tough game against the Texans. But, again, this Flores defense is absolutely going crazy. And I got to give a shout-out where it's due. When I started doing sports marketing, one of my best friends, Marcus Dixon, took me in, taught me, to be his sports marketing manager. He is now the defensive line coach for the Minnesota Vikings. He's doing awesome. His first year, he was a defensive line coach for the LA Rams when they won the Super Bowl, and now he's with the Vikings, and that defense is dominating. I think that they beat Green Bay, and I think they go to 4-0. Sam Darnold is playing awesome. You got Justin Jefferson. The defense is playing well. These guys are a sleeper. They're going to be hard to beat.
All right, you got an upset. You got anything else? Give us one more. I mean, people are eating this stuff up. You should see my Skype. It's after off the charts.
I love it.
They want one more from you, brother. Give us one more. Take a minute. Exhale. Give out one more pick. So you got Miami tonight and you got Washington. You're going to be wrong on that Washington pick. I wish you would change your mind. Can I talk you into it?
Hey, man, you can't talk me into anything. My mind is set, and I'm ready to roll, baby. Let's go.
All right. Listen, I love you, man. You're the best. I think you're wrong on this Washington-Rutgers game. Set your alarm for 2 a.m. Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. I will be calling you, or I will be texting you, and you are going to this one you might as well just check the L column, which means loser. You're not a loser, but on that game you are. Rutgers, go Scarlet Knights.
That's it. Hey, they're not going to win. Washington's going to take it. You guys check out the podcast, Winners Only Podcast. If you want some more picks, I got you. Let's get it.
You got to learn to go the other way. When it looks too easy, you got to go the other way. Listen, you have a good night. DJ, I love you. We will talk to you tomorrow night. I'm going to hunt you down because the NFL week and the menu is unbelievable. Thank you so much. All right, Kat?
Yes, sir. I'll be waiting on the call. You have a great weekend, Marty.
All right, buddy, you good. Yeah, you're good. Get back to us. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Weekend, too. A closing comment, Daniel Ogden. on Jacksonville and all the woes of the Jags. We're coming back here on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
This is a true sad story. For ADT, the leader in home security systems, my favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Morty Terrell here on Sports Byline. It's a weekend edition, and thank you to Daniel Ogden. Bailey Peck will be in here for the weekend as well. We got so much. Andy Dorf on Sunday. We got the golf guys on Saturday. President's Cup, I'm into it. Did you watch any of the President's Cup today, Daniel Ogden? I was shocked. I mean, I was shocked. 5-0 up yesterday, and they lost all five today. Right now, I know you're probably not a betting guy, nor am I, but I would say right now there's no way that the U.S. is going to beat the internationals. They got all the mojo going into the weekend. Let me hear.
I didn't watch anything today, but I watched yesterday where they went 5-0, and then they completely just gave it right back to them. So,
so what do you think will happen?
I don't know. Honestly. It's very bizarre.
I think they're toast, dude. I honestly think they're toast. You can't come back. Losing day two, you get beat 0-5. Are you kidding me? Scheffler gets beat with Henley? I mean, come on now. And I mean, Matsuyama tore them up. They won 8-6. That means you're 8-up with 6 to go? That's embarrassing. What is it with us in Ryder Cup and President's Cup action? Why are we so soft against the Euros? Can you give me a quick opinion on that? Or do you know or care? Let me hear.
I don't know, unfortunately, on that one. Can't give you much.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. We're soft. We are. We're like marshmallows. They're like walnuts. They got walnuts. We got marshmallows. I mean, we really do. I mean, there's a few exceptions, but I'll tell you, that is just distressing to watch, and I don't think it's getting any better. Daniel, brother, I love you. Thank you so much for the other night. I know you were probably wanting to strangle me, but I came away going, wow, there's the guy that gets it. Great job out of you, pal. You have a good weekend, all right?
You as well, Marty.
All right, buddy. We'll be listening Monday night with the Riches. I'm Marty Terrell. That's it. We're coming back. Stay tuned. More sports talk. Top of the hour here. Sports Weekend on Sports Byline. Adios.